Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. Sam Young and Mr. Bradley are scouting all over Elmwood looking for the runaway Biff. Kurt and his son, you know, have always been very close and dependent on each other for companionship. And when Kurt announced his intentions to marry Nancy Wayne, Biff was sure his life was ruined. He rushed out of the house, heartbroken, and hasn't yet returned. As a last resort, Kurt and Sam have gone to the apartment house where Gloria Easton lives. Gloria might possibly know where Biff is hiding.
I'm Biff's father. This is Mr. Young.
Yes, I've met Gloria.
Come in. I told you all I know over the telephone, that Biff came here this evening and wanted me to go out with him, and I didn't want to go out on account of it was a school night.
Yes, I know, but I'm very worried about him, Miss Easton. He's never done a thing like this before, and I've reason to suppose he's upset by something I said at dinner.
Oh, was he?
Well, he probably told you all about it. He probably told you I'd announced my engagement at dinner and that he didn't like it.
Oh.
Well, did he tell you this, Miss Easton?
But I don't remember what he said.
I really wish you would help me. You needn't think you're giving him away. We know that he went to a garage tonight and got a job and intended to start work on Monday. We know that he was going to give up school and live his own life. But what we don't know is what's become of him tonight, and I've got to find that out, Miss Easton. I want you to help me.
I don't know what I can tell you.
Yes, you do too, Gloria. Now, what did he say to you about all this? Come on now. If you care anything about Biff, you'll help us locate him. He's probably feeling pretty badly, and we don't want to leave him alone feeling that way. We want to get to him and talk to him and straighten things out if we can.
He was feeling badly when he came here, wasn't he?
I guess he was.
And did he tell you about my proposed marriage to him?
Yes, he said something about it.
Well, would you mind telling me everything he said?
Well, I don't know if I ought to.
Certainly you ought to.
If you knew how devoted I am to Biff, you wouldn't hesitate. He's everything I have in the world, Miss Easton. I've got to find him tonight.
What did he say to you, Gloria?
Well, I noticed he sort of looked funny when he came in, and I really shouldn't tell you this.
Please do, Miss Easton.
Well, he asked me to marry him.
To marry him? He wasn't serious, was he?
Well, that's what I thought first off. But he was. He was serious.
But you... Well, he couldn't marry anyone, Gloria. He's only a kid.
Well, that's what I told him. But he said that lots of fellows have gotten married by swearing they were of age. And that all we could do is go to the license bureau and he could swear he's 21. And I'm 18, so I am of age.
And what did you say to all of this?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Bradley. It sort of took my breath away to have someone talking about getting married, having someone tell you that he had a job, could take care of you, and all the rest of it.
Are you in love with him, Miss Easton?
Why, yes. I guess I am. I mean, I like him a lot, and when he told me that you were getting married and didn't want him around anymore,
Did he say that?
Yes, he did. I thought it would be sort of fun to get married, if you know what I mean. After all, you would sort of have it over all the other girls if you were married and they weren't.
Did you tell him you'd marry him?
Yes, I did. I thought about it since and decided not to go through with it. But then I did tell him I would. I told him I'd go over to Franklin with him tomorrow and get the license. And I guess I was crazy. But he was so excited and he talked so fast. And it was hard to talk to him and I...
And besides, you didn't want to be the youngest girl married in your crowd, isn't that right?
Yes. I don't know why I ever said that because now I know that I wasn't serious about it. But Biff thought I was when he went away from here.
Well, I'm glad you told him you would.
I thought you'd be mad.
Oh, I think you're saying that was what saved Biff from doing something drastic.
What do you mean?
It doesn't matter. Where did he tell you he was going to spend the night?
He said he was going to stay at the old house.
At the old house? I never thought of that.
He said he was going to break in and that no one would think of looking for him there. Maybe I shouldn't have told you that. I'm sure he didn't want you to know.
Well, I'm glad you told me, Gloria. I can never thank you enough. Come on, Sam. Let's get going.
back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
Ooh, gee, it's cold in here. I think that fire did heat the place up. Gee, boy, it's as cold as a tomb in here. Oh, but I don't care if it is. Maybe I'll freeze. Maybe they'll find me here freezing to death. Oh, boy, they'll be sorry then. They'll be awfully sorry. Who's that? Who is it?
It's me, Biff. It's your father.
Oh, you needn't come in here looking for me because I'm not coming with you. I'm not going with anybody. And if you try to make me, I'll go out of a window. I'll go out the back way.
Hold on now. You don't suppose we've come all the way over here to start a row with you? I should say not. I've got a big day's work ahead of me. Now, what's the matter with you anyway? Why are you acting like this?
Never mind about me. I just felt like coming over here. Well, it's my house, isn't it? I just felt like sleeping here, and what's more, I'd like to know how you knew I was here. I'd like to know how you found out. Oh, she told you. Gloria told you. Oh, boy, if I thought that, I'd be off her for life, too.
Well, certainly she told us, after we told her how anxious we were.
Wouldn't you know she couldn't keep anything to herself? Well, I guess she's the same as all the other dames. Now, I'm all washed up with her, too. What did she have to tell you for? Why couldn't she keep her big mouth shut about where I'd gone?
See here, Biff. I want to talk to you.
I've done all the talking I'm going to do. I haven't got anything more to say. I'm staying here because it's my house, but I'm not going to stay here another minute now that you're here.
Oh, yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I've got a job, and I can make my own living. I don't have to ask for anything.
No, you haven't got a job, Biff. If you mean the job that you thought you had with Shammy.
Oh, did you find out about that, too? Oh, look, Deb, why can't you leave me alone? Suppose you had to queer that. Suppose you went and told Channy I couldn't work.
I don't want you to go to work. I want you to go back to school and finish what you started.
I am through with school. I'm through with everything around here, and I mean it, too. Maybe you can make me do what you want me to do for a little while, but it won't be for long. I'm going to go away on my own. I'm not going to live with you anymore. With you either, Mr. Young, or with anybody. I'm a lone wolf.
No, Biff. For heaven's sake, stop talking like a dime novel. Now, look, I'm terribly sorry if my saying that I was going to get married again took you by surprise. I shouldn't have broken it to you that way.
Oh, what do I care about that? Maybe it's better that I'm on my own.
But I don't want that, Biff. I want you to come back with me now to the Young's house. Be sensible. Try to see my point of view.
I am not going back there. I told you I didn't want to talk to Miss Wayne, and I don't. Well, you can do what you like with your life, but just let me do what I like with my own.
Now, look, Biff, I don't want to have to get tough with you.
Kurt, you go out in the car. I want to talk to Biff alone.
Mm. It won't do any good to talk to me alone, Mr. Young. It won't do anybody any good. I've made up my mind, and if I don't do it now, I'll just do it later.
Go on, Kurt. Let me talk to him, will you?
All right.
Okay. Go ahead. Tell me what I gotta do. Tell me I'm underage and all the rest of it.
Biff, I'm ashamed of you. What right have you to destroy your father's first real chance of happiness after all he's done for you?
I am not destroying anything. Does he have to count me in? Look, why does he want everybody to be happy together?
Biff, you know what a cruel thing it was for him when your mother left him. And now, suddenly, something beautiful has come back into his life. Something that's turned him into a boy again. He's in love, Biff. He's in love with a fine woman, and you want to spoil that. You want to be the one who ruins it.
Look, what have I got to do with it? Can he be happy without me?
Get this through your head, Biff. He won't be happy without you. He'll give up the idea of marrying Miss Wayne first. He talked about it tonight. And if he does that, Biff, he'll be the most unhappy man in the world. And it'll be all your fault. Now, look, you love your father too much, don't you, to want to make him unhappy for the rest of his life?
Sam Young's direct challenge suddenly places the whole situation in a new light. Biff looks at Mr. Young uncertainly and then turns away. And now a message from our sponsor. Tomorrow, Mr. Young wins new laurels as a diplomat. Be sure to join Pepper Young's family. John Scott speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a modern drama production.